This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. The Global Union Federation, which represents garment workers, has embarked on a new program to win a living wage for the workers. The Federation, Industrial, is working with clothing brands to encourage collective bargaining and respect for workers' rights across whole sectors instead of individual factories. The program is called ACT and is aimed at garment workers because they are amongst the lowest paid in the world. In Bangladesh, for example, garment workers earn, on average, about $68 a month. Unions say that the wages need to increase to at least $120 a month so the workers can adequately support themselves and their families. Jenny Holdcroft is the policy director at Industrial. She was interviewed by Rosie Hurst, who asked Ms. Holdcroft to explain Industrial's ACT program for garment workers.
We're working with a group of leading brands who've signed a memorandum of understanding with us to really look at what are the driving factors behind the lack of living wages for garment workers.
Why are you working with brands on this?
We looked at why individual brand efforts and individual factory efforts were not actually leading to living wages. And what we found is that this is a structural issue. It's not that something that can be solved on a factory-by-factory basis or a brand-by-brand basis. What we need to do is bring all of the industry together and say, how can we drive up wages across the board? And that was the foundation of thinking behind the ACT process. And we recognised that in order to do that, there are two key elements. One is the creation of sectoral collective bargaining in order to provide a mechanism that will actually pay workers a higher wage, and to link that mechanism directly to the purchasing practices of the brands.
So by linking the purchasing practices, are individual brands going to be purchasing in the same way?
What we need to do is we really need to transform the way that purchasing is done for the garment industry, because at the moment it's the lowest common denominator that is putting the pressure on wages. We see that factories are competing to offer the best product at the cheapest price in the shortest time frame to the brands, and that is not enabling workers to earn a higher wage. So we need a mechanism that is going to isolate the wage component from the other costs in a purchasing contract, and that is never been done before, because it requires the brands to be participating and the factories to be participating and the workers themselves to be negotiating.
This is fascinating stuff, and I can see how that could be negotiated in a global way. But what about work on the ground? What have you been up to in country?
Well, our ambition is to bring this to as many garment-producing countries as possible. At the moment, ACT is still in its early stages of development, but one country that we've started to work in is Cambodia. We had a joint visit there, Brands and Industrial, last September. We talked to many suppliers, we talked to the trade unions, and we talked to the government as well about what our vision is of what needs to change. So Cambodia is still likely to be the first country where we start to develop sectoral collective bargaining and linking that to purchasing practices, but is by no means the only country where we will be doing this. This is a model that will have a different way of actually taking place on the ground in each country, but the mechanism will be similar in that it links the way that the garments are purchased to the way that workers are paid.
So how does this play with the more usual discussion that happens on living wages, or has done over the last 10 years, which is all about calculated numbers and how much a living wage should actually be?
Well, that's very much a top-down approach, and as trade unions, we believe that the best mechanism for delivering wage outcomes for workers is collective bargaining. What we're seeing is that collective bargaining on a factory-by-factory basis is not likely to be able to drive up wages for workers, because there's not the industrial strength, and it's very difficult for individual factories to be paying significantly more than their competitors. But through industry-wide collective bargaining, you can bring unions collectively to the bargaining table with suppliers, and through that process, it is determined what the appropriate wage should be.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.